racing with traffic.
Here comes Danica Patrick. Turn to turn number three, now on to turn four, only a few hundred yards away from making history. Danica Patrick will win at Motegi. Danica is the winner of the Indy Japan 300. Davey Hamilton, they play the fuel strategy to absolute perfection. Give this call to Kyle Moyer.
Here we are, folks. Let's hear it. We're up here at Advanced Toys for Trucks, North Sound Racing. Wow, this is kind of cool. We want to, first of all, welcome you to the show. This is North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. We are coming to you live, finally, from Advanced Toys for Trucks up in Burlington. If you can hear us, by all means, please make your way here. It's exit 230 off I-5. 0.4 mile due east, and look for some really cool-looking sprint cars parked out front. We got a whole crowd of people in here in the lobby. This is just so cool. Barry Martinez, the owner of Advanced Toys for Trucks, is with us. We'll be speaking with him. First, no, we're going to speak to you right now.
It's Advanced Sprint Car and Toys for Trucks.
Oh, well, let me write that down here on my list. Barry, thank you again so much for having us up here tonight. This is just the best.
Well, you know, it's pretty cool we could do this here, Steve. I gotta start off by just thanking the whole community for really supporting us lately. The minute we got here, this place just caught on fire. So, I mean, it's a neat deal. It's a neat thing to do some promotion up in the north end here for both Skagit Speedway and Deming Speedway. There's a lot of good drivers up in this neighborhood, and I think everybody needs to know about it.
Well, we're going to spend the next 2 hours letting people know about it. And all of you people that showed up here tonight, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We tried this last week, couldn't quite do it, but a lot of you that were there with us last week are here tonight, and we really, truly appreciate you hanging out with us. We've got a lot of information coming up about Skagit Speedway. Hopefully, keeping all of our fingers crossed, we'll be able to start off their season with us. Carly Heath is here with me up in Burlington. Galen Stewart is at the studio in Everett. And Carla, what do you think about all these cool people that have hung out here tonight?
Been great. And thanks, Barry, for the barbecue, man. He had hot dogs and burgers and everything going out there.
Oh, yeah, you got to do a little something for everybody, keep them occupied.
Yeah, keep them fed. That way they hang around.
Right.
Hey,
right.
And I got to say thank you to Mac Brown. I'm using his phone book that he actually uses in his race car to be able to see out of it.
Really?
I'm using it for the stool here.
So it's a race-worn phone book,
yes,
huh?
It is.
Very nice.
That baby's got laps on it.
Yeah.
Before we get started here, I want to remind you what we've got coming up on North Sound 1380 this weekend as the Sprint Cup is back in action on Sunday. The Nationwide Series had their road course race down in Mexico, but coming up on Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m., the Nationwide Series is down at Talladega on 2.66 miles, and those guys always put on a whale of a show for the Aaron's 312 on North Sound 1380. We'll be starting that at 11:30 in the morning, and then on Sunday, we're going to fire it up an hour earlier. Sprint Cup guys are back. The car of today will be on the track at Talladega, and when they ran in the fall race last year with the car of tomorrow, it was a whale of a show. Lots of passing, and the cars really like the repaved track up at Talladega. That will be starting at 10:30 a.m. here on North Sound 1380. A couple of news items to get into before we talk about a somewhat serious local issue before we get into all the shenanigans we're going to have up here at Advanced Sprint Car and Toys for Trucks. Tony Stewart is back in the news, and when Tony is not in the news, it's pretty strange. But Tony Stewart is apparently, according to sources, wanting to get out of his contract with Joe Gibbs Racing and go to Haas CNC Racing. And I think part of it is the fact that Tony drives Toyotas for Joe Gibbs Racing, yet he has a personal services contract for Chevrolet. I think that might be something going on. And it never seems to have been a problem for drivers to get out of their contracts. Look at Jamie McMurray and Kurt Busch, although Kurt Busch kind of didn't do it under the best of terms. But they are also touting the fact that Stewart might also end up becoming an owner of the team that he races for, so kind of keep an eye out and an ear out for that. As we mentioned, when it's Tony Stewart's name is involved, it's usually pretty good, so keep an ear out for that. The International Motorsports Hall of Fame induction ceremony was tonight Top heavy, it says here, with NASCAR characters. The following men are to be were inducted into the International Motorsports Hall of Fame tonight. Art Offrunge. Remember that name, Barry? Oh, yeah, you're not a drag racing guy. Oh, actually, he's a land speed record guy. From
I thought it was just an age thing. But...
Yeah, those of you who don't know it, but one of Barry's plans is to set the sprint car record at the Bonneville Salt Flats later on this year so he can get into the International Motorsports Hall of Fame.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, it is. But Art Offrunge set the unlimited land speed record three times in the infamous Green Monster. Red Byron, who won the first NASCAR sanctioned race on the Daytona Beach and road course in 1948, he will make his induction. All of you know this name, Bill Grumpy Jenkins. He built engines for 61 NHRA Eliminators, producing five titles and three American Hot Rod Association crowns. Frank Curtis built five Indy 500 winning cars. Midget car package dominated the sport for 20 years. And Cotton Owens, who scored 41 NASCAR wins, 38 poles as a driver and car owner, and Ralph Seagraves helped initiate R.J. Reynolds' sponsorship of motorsports, which is the Winston brand that a lot of us are still calling that series after, what, 4 years now, including along with NASCAR in the 1970s. Again, Tony Stewart. Huh? Oh, I see. Okay. Again, Tony Stewart, the driver of the number 20 Home Depot Toyota, has finished second six times but never won in 18 cup races at Talladega. He's tied with Bobby Allison at Martinsville and Mark Martin at Pocono for NASCAR's record for single track second place finishes without a victory. So he'll be out for that. Career start number 300 for Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be this Sunday at the Aaron's 499. So not bad. It seems like Jr. has not been around that long, but 300 cup starts is not a bad deal. And here's some news that's going to be important to all of you people out here. With Barry's fine preparation of the hot dogs and hamburgers, Checkers Rally is no longer, and please don't, the crying on radio does not come across, Checkers Rally is no longer the official hamburger of NASCAR. So Barry has applied and gotten it. So
Barry,
all the drivers are going to come up to Burlington and get hamburgers from Barry. So a sad day in NASCAR when the official hamburger has pulled out. The separation was a mutual decision. I don't know if Tomaine was involved in undercooked meat. You know how it goes. So that is what it is. One of the highlights for the pre-race show for the Sprint All-Star Race coming up at Lowe's Motor Speedway, and I think this is really cool. And this kind of, I'm sensing a food theme here.
Yeah.
Burnouts and donuts will be the highlight of the pre-race show for the Sprint Car All-Star Race. Top Sprint Cup drivers will prove who can execute the best burnout and donuts during the inaugural Pennzoil Victory Challenge prior to the Sprint All-Star Race on Saturday night, May 17th at Lowe's Motor Speedway. The time competition will include five drivers who must demonstrate four essential skills of any victory celebration. Ready for this? Barry? Because you're gonna want to know this: a tire smoking burnout,
I can do that.
Spectacular donuts,
can do that.
Precision driving into victory lane. That means knowing where it's at. I think
she has a Garmin.
Have you ever been there?
I think so. It's on the intro, isn't it?
And as with anything in racing, speed. Huge news last Sunday, or actually Saturday morning, I think it was, when they finally got the IRL race with Danica Patrick being the first woman in history. And you heard the Indy Racing League's radio broadcast as we opened it up tonight. You'll be hearing that all week long. But congratulations to Danica Patrick for getting her first victory. Do we have Scott on the phone ready to go, guys?
We do not. We've got no answer. So.
Oh, you got no answer. So one of the things we were going to talk to Scott Ellsworth about, and we'll keep trying to get on with him throughout the night, about the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour. They did have to cancel their race in Yakima that was due to this Saturday. And, of course, as these all go, and all of us in this room know what rumors are like, especially in this game of auto racing. But they're still going to go on. They're still working hard to keep it going. Uh-huh. Apparently, it was a low car count was one of the reasons that they pulled out.
And possible weather.
And possible weather, which is always the case around here. So we were going to have Scott on because Scott is the media director and announcer for the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour presented by Echo Outdoor Power Equipment.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It is.
And he wanted me to make sure and let all of you listening out there that we've got a lot of good things are coming up from Ron Bennett and Scott Ellsworth and those groups. We, as I mentioned, we are up at Advanced Sprint Cars and Toys for Trucks up here in Burlington, an awesome facility. I highly encourage, I mean, all of you guys that are in here tonight, this place is just absolutely a palace, isn't it? And he can do anything. Barry, you run the joint. Tell us what all you can do up here.
Well, I mean, we're not only just sprint car accessories. They're actually building sprint cars from top to bottom, but, you know, we help tune some of the guys that are out there on the track. We build all that stuff. But then again, you know, our whole Toys for Trucks deal is not just toys for trucks, but, you know, the gas economy and all that stuff. We help everybody get down the road, and we can save everybody mileage. We got mileage packages that can save a diesel anywhere from 3 to 5 miles per gallon when we install that.
Now, you were showing me last week when we were in here, you can pull anything up to 36 feet long into this building, can't you?
Yeah, this one.
And close the doors, right?
Actually, this one's only 36. Our other shop, we can get the one, the store down in Everett on 99, we can get 40 footers in there up on the rack.
Yeah.
You know, we do all the banks, power, edge, all that stuff.
And have you found that in these escalating fuel prices that has helped your business?
Yeah, you know, everybody's looking for a way to save money on fuel.
Uh-huh.
And especially this diesel stuff. I mean, it's a buck more a gallon, and you start adding 3 to 5 miles per gallon, and you're getting a free gallon
every
4 gallons.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
If you're on a trip from here to Arizona, it makes a big difference.
Plus, you also have a complete sprint car store in here. Tell us about all the services offered there.
We, you know, we're a complete stocker of a lot of major brands in the sprint car world, stuff that all the World Outlaw guys are all running today. We sell all that stuff, and then, of course, service Skagit Speedway every Saturday night and Denny Speedway on Friday night. So we do the best we can to help the guys get on the track and stay on the track.
So no sleep for you, huh?
Not a lot.
Which is okay.
Overrated.
Can we talk about your year and your racing this year?
Yeah, we plan on just staying home again. You know, with all the business that we do have going, I don't have time to go down the road. I'd like to, but maybe in a couple of years I can get out on the road and go do something else. But for now, we're going to stay home, take care of the business, take care of everybody at the tracks, and carry on.
Cool.
And we'll find the number 66, 36, 410.
We'll be running all the 410 stuff this year. You know, we've kind of been doing that for the last couple of years. It's gave me opportunity to get out and help some of the other guys in the 360 and the sportsman division. So I'm actually having a lot of fun with it. It's kind of neat to go out and help somebody else do it too, you know.
That's right. People you want to thank?
Yeah, you know, all my sponsors, of course, Jolly Constructions, Artisan Homes, Powder Coaters, Inc., Sandblasters, Incorporated. Of course, our Advanced Sprint Car and Toys for Trucks. They all help us get there every weekend. We got John Salmison helps me out with the Coca-Cola Company and Full Throttle. So,
and we also need to thank the lovely and long-suffering Mrs. Martinez as well. She has she's put it out tonight.
That's a fact. My wife, without her, I really couldn't do this whole deal. I mean, she is the backbone of this business. And, I mean, I'm talking on all the phone on all the stuff all the time, and she's back there actually doing the work. So she gets all the credit.
I want to let you people know in the storefront here that she is also willing to autograph T-shirts, sweatshirts, and any other body part. Because
come on up here, honey.
Yeah, come on. We need some autographs. Again, we are at Advanced Sprint Car and Toys for Trucks in Burlington. It's an unbelievable facility. You guys have to stop by and check this place out. Barry and his crew have been a longtime advertiser on North Sound 1380, and I truly appreciate on behalf of Carla and Galen and myself, you guys opening up, staying open late for us tonight.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Oh, this is a neat deal. Anytime you guys want to do it, you just let me know.
We know it works.
That's
why we want to come up.
You know, Bob's Burger and Brew last weekend would have been a good deal too, but, you know.
This worked out better. I'm happy we did this. Carla, we've got a lot of people out here in that we need to thank for being on. We're going to have Steve Beitler coming on after our next segment. He is the owner and president of Skagit Speedway. We've got some stuff to give away too, guys. So why don't we do this right now? Why don't you all of you, and if you're driving, trying to remember the number, please don't write it down. but we have tickets. Let's give away two pairs of tickets for Skagit Speedway's opener this Saturday. Okay. And all you need to do is call 425-304-1380, and either Tom or Gary will be there to, or Galen will be there to answer the phone. All we need is your name and phone number, and we'll have those tickets in. We'll call for you again. Two pairs of tickets to the opener at Skagit Speedway, and we've got tickets to Deming. We're going to give away some T-shirts from Barry's shop here. HDH Photos will be giving away a couple of really neat deals. All you need to do is be the one to call and give us your favorite driver, and HDH will make sure you get an autographed, really beautiful picture of your favorite driver and car coming up. So let's take our first break of the evening. Again, this is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts. We are up here at Advanced Toys for Trucks up in Burlington, and we'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned.